Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
Good morning and welcome to GTFO Radio. My name is Allison Lane. Today is a day. I don't know what day it is. I'm going to have to look it up on my device. I believe it's June 13th is what I'm reading. June 13th, 2019, year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is a Christian show. Get the faith out radio. The giggles that you hear next to me are my guest host for today. Please, everybody, welcome with your hands and your ears, Lolo McGrath.
Hi.
Hi, Lolo.
My giggle, my cackle.
Your little cackle.
Little witch cackle.
Welcome to GTFO Radio here at the beautiful Line Hotel in Full Service Radio.
Thank you. It's quite quite the room to be in.
Yes.
Very, very pretty.
This is where
this color selection.
Yeah. Very colorful. It's blue. Mm-hmm.
It's a color that apparently increases appetite.
Yes.
As I've been told by many restaurateurs, so I don't think they actually know what they were doing.
Oh, we're going to get into shade today. I like that. That's real cute. I'm really glad to have you here. No shortage of topics on shade.
No, I'm doing great. I'm drinking a $7 kombucha, which is exactly what I wanted to be doing at this age when I was a little girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know those stupid little memes? It's like, you are exactly who you thought you were going to be.
You're that bitch.
Or you wanted to be, what does it say this morning? It was something like, you're the person that you dreamed of being like years ago or something. Something stupid like that. Did you see yourself buying? You saw yourself buying $7 kombucha or expensive.
I thought I was going to be a veterinarian because I was a horse girl.
Oh.
Yes. That's part of my suburban culture, to be a horse girl.
All right.
And I thought I was going to have 5 kids and 1 cat. I was very, very specific about this as a small child. I don't know what the obsession... I don't know the breakup of genders or anything like that. I don't know who I was going to have these kids with because nowhere in this equation was a spouse factored in, but I was going to do it. I didn't, clearly.
I mean, you can just have kids.
Yeah, I know, but that's
the little woman
like
who lived in a shoe. She has had kids and didn't know what to do with them, you know? Shit like that. So for the listener at home, can you please tell the people what it is that you do here in Washington, D.C.?
Well, for the next week.
See, we didn't even get to that yet.
Right? Until I depart Washington, D.C. I've done a lot of things in D.C. I was a preschool teacher.
Okay.
I taught elementary school. I said, fuck them kids, and I became a bartender so I could make actual money so I could afford actual things.
Mm. Eating is important, apparently.
Eating is very, very, very
important. And $7 kombucha is a part of that, that repertoire of things that you might want to have, your portfolio. Of eating.
A diversified portfolio. And you know, without a... I got to create my own job title with Primetime Pro Wrestling, which is the local wrestling promotion I co-founded. And I decided that I'm the chief brand officer, even though I don't have a degree in marketing.
I mean, that doesn't even matter.
No.
So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing. How long have you been doing this?
Let's see. We ran our first show on May 26th, so not that long.
Brand new.
Yes. Tiny babies.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you were there.
I was there. I was at this amazing show. Actually, I was really excited because she tweeted that she was going to be on this show today from her account.
Because I'm the chief brand officer. I have to whore us out to everybody.
Wow, this is excellent marketing. It's like, can I hire you to do this show? Because I am doing nothing. It's okay. We're rebranding. We're working things out.
I like putting everybody over. That's a little wrestling terminology for you this morning.
But I was really excited because one of my favorite wrestlers that wrestled at the... I wasn't to say perform, but I think that's like insulting.
Wrestled?
They wrestled, yeah. He wrestled in this... And the match is the word that we're using.
Clearly, yes.
I'm using a lot of hands right now for the listener home because I don't know what I'm talking
about.
No,
you're already doing so much more than brand new wrestling fans are doing anyways. So
I went to this match and the wrestler that I liked very much so because he did a lot of kicking and he had a lightning bolt on his penis. He actually followed me on Instagram.
Who is?
Eel O'Neill.
Oh, it's Eel O'Neill.
Eel O'Neill.
He's the official DC9 champion, actually.
Yeah.
I saw him last night. I bet he's listening right now.
I'm really excited. So, Eel O'Neill, you are fantastic. Actually, the executive producer who's not here, Aziz Banuru, we were just really fascinated by this person, Jack Ensley.
Yes.
He was with us.
Yes.
It was really cool. Yeah, so that is dope. How did you get into wrestling? I think that's just fascinating.
I mean, I don't talk about it too often because it's a more simple story than anything I could craft, but it's as simple as an ex-boyfriend introduced me to it, and then I got better at being a fan than he was, and then really left him in the dirt. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you're just like, I'm going to take all this from you. Okay.
I thought it was really dumb at first, and then I don't know. I'm an easy sell. Like 5 minutes into it, I was a theater kid.
Yeah.
I like enthusiasm. I have my gimmick is I have big summer camp energy.
It's
so.
Very dramatic.
Yes,
I will
so
say.
So am I.
It's campy. It is dramatic. It is athletic. It is. Not cumbersome to watch.
Well, sometimes it is
almost mindless. Apparently, I guess there are like storylines. I personally, as a new wrestling fan, I'm actually going to say that on the internet forever.
Yes.
I am a new wrestling fan, as I have so many people who have converted me. I'm not invested in any of the storylines. I do not care. As long as somebody has the potential to get kicked in the face, I'm good.
If you put a bunch of serious athletes with big personalities in a room together, they're going to have some personal drama sometimes.
Yeah,
and,
I don't care.
Wrestling is the only world in which we can settle that personal drama by having very public fights, which I love. I think we should just bring that back to, you know, I don't know. Let's do it in the hallway right here.
Are you planning on fighting anybody?
Not at this present moment. Check back around like 1 p.m., 2 p.m., a lot can change in a few minutes. A lot can switch during a bad Uber ride.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So it's just impending drama constantly. You're like, the day just started. I'm only a third of the way to my kombucha. Anything can happen.
I talk a lot about, because a lot of people have asked, you know, would you ever want to train? Would you ever want to wrestle? Well, one, I am not athletic. I mean, I guess I could become athletic if I put my mind to it, but I do not do that. I am not an athlete in any way.
If that was your gimmick? Like, what was that? That was your thing. You just like go in the ring and you just like lay down.
Yeah, but there's someone who does that.
That'd be great.
Orange Cassidy is a wrestler who he gives no indication that he has any idea that he's even in a wrestling match.
Oh, that's funny.
He's fucking fantastic. I don't know how he does it, but he does.
He just goes in the ring and lays down.
He might not lay down. He keeps his hands in his pockets. Kind of shuffles around a little bit, you know, just by chance someone will throw a punch and he just kind of sways out of the way. And it pisses off a lot of more classic older school wrestling fans because they see it as this massive disrespect to the sport. But he's also getting attention from mainstream media. He's ending up in GIFs everywhere. People enjoy it. It's, you know, do you want this to be your little nerdy thing that nobody is ever, ever, ever exposed to, which some people would say yes.
They absolutely do.
Some people love to be little tiny snobs like that. But, you know, for me, I think it's a medium that it's a fun way to tell stories. It's a fun way to, you know, city to city, talk about what's going on around you. There's no reason to keep it limited to just the same 40 pissed off people on Twitter.
That's really funny that you mentioned it's regional.
Mm-hmm.
Do you travel for this or have you traveled? Because I'd be really curious to see. I'm from the country.
Yes.
I'm a country girl.
Same. Chesterfield County, Virginia.
I'm from Bristow, Virginia, and I went to college in West Virginia where my family is from, and they were huge. My cousins were huge wrestling fans.
There's a lot of wrestling in West Virginia.
There's a lot of wrestling in West Virginia. Actually, when I was in college, I remember, not vividly because I was hammered, but I remember going to this backyard party that was both a it was a skate party.
Okay.
So somebody had built a ramps, but
yes.
Like it was like a bowl.
Okay.
So they built this, and it was a backyard.
I'm sure,
at,
it was
like,
totally college, up to code.
Completely up to code. Everybody was super safe. So it was a bowl, and people were skating in it.
Mm-hmm.
There was fire. at the top of
the thing.
But in the middle, in the middle of this bowl was a wrestling ring. So people are skating around.
This is like some 11-year-old boy's wet dream.
It was insanity.
Oh my
God. I just remember walking up and like you could see people were just like just losing their shit. And then I walk up and I'm like, how the fuck did this happen?
That's exactly what I imagine our post-apocalyptic society to look like.
It was very, what's that, Mad Max?
Yeah, very Mad Max.
It was very like, Mad Max.
To the dome. It yeah, was there's a lot.
Insanity. So,
that's what I talked about. I didn't like, grow up
poor,
watching it.
You know, broke-ass, drunk-ass, literally drunk college students were able to build this monstrosity and, like, create this entertainment. I can only imagine what this looks like in, like, I don't know, Missouri. Like, that's a real place.
You can't, though. St. Louis has a pretty amazing wrestling scene.
Oh, that's a city.
Yeah.
Yeah, people go there.
Yeah.
They got an airport? Yeah, they do.
It's really bad. I had to really think about that. I don't actually know. I know more people from the Midwest than I ever thought I ever would because of wrestling, so...
North Dakota wrestling. Let's see what that's like.
No, I have nothing. I have nothing, I guess, west of the river.
Mm.
Yeah. Once you get into the west and you kind of... I guess, is North Dakota the west or is it the Midwest?
It's a place.
It's a place. Who's there?
Nobody goes there.
I don't know.
We barely know her.
I'm sorry. I really don't... I don't want to bury North Dakota, but I have... I just don't have anything to say.
It's already dust. Who gives a shit?
Oh, man.
Sorry to the listeners in North Dakota.
This is the most...
and South Dakota.
East Coast elitism this
It's not
morning.
Even that. It's just... Well, you don't have any water. You have 6 black people. I really don't give a shit what's going on there. I know you're racist.
Every time one arrives, someone else has to trade out.
And they're like, listen.
It's like, we've reached our quota.
This is too many.
Oh, my God.
You're looking a little ethnic.
Ugh, let's unpack.
Can you imagine somebody being... People from North Dakota are the people I imagine that just see a black person and like, you're urban. And like, why would... How are they all of a sudden urban just because they're black? We all know what that means, guys. We all know what that means, friends.
Only white people. In the
I
country.
Know, right? So speaking of which, East Coast elitism, you did mention that you are leaving Washington, D.C., which
am.
Is part of the reason why I asked you on this show. You have really built yourself up here in like in the past 2-3 years. Like you are everywhere. You're in everybody's lips.
Oh, and
for like
on their lips,
on their lips,
in their mouths,
in their mouths,
yes.
On their faces.
True. I advocate for such things often.
You've been very, very vocal, and you've definitely it's really been inspiring to see you take charge of this tiny little city.
You are,
but it's
really
not a tiny city. Like
talking me up.
I mean, I'm gonna
Thank
have
you.
To. You're a guest in this show. We gotta get some clout somewhere. We got to get our clout from somewhere. So it's really funny to see because it seems like you're climbing. You literally just started a big wrestling, you know, thing.
Co-founded a wrestling company with my good friend, Mr. Gator, who is...
What a fucking name.
Yeah, it's him. He's such a...
That should be his government name.
It should be. I mean, that's how we all know him. If anybody calls him anything different, I really have no idea who they're talking about. Mr. Gator bust, and he's the fucking best. I'm really, really, really blessed to work with somebody like him and have him here doing all of the day-to-day stuff while I can still help operate the company from Chicago and come back for... It's nice to have a reason to come back.
So you're moving to Chicago.
I am. I'm moving to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, to put it... We'll look at it in a wrestling context again. If I... That's the funny thing. I have worked really hard to... you know, it's DC. Let's talk very frankly. We all want to develop reputations for
Absolutely.
Ourselves, right? You know, like to act so humble, like, oh, I don't care what you do for a living.
I have a whole podcast.
I kind of care a little bit, and it gives me insane anxiety because you do start to care. So, you know, you can build up your reputation and still look at your rent and the cost of living and all the other stuff that comes with being here and wonder if that's worth it. Having Primetime Pro... based in DC and being able to come back for all those shows and still stay super, super involved with a lot mm-hmm. of the friends and relationships I've established here. I feel like I'm moving, but I also don't feel like I'm moving.
I think that you're proving something I think a lot of people do here in DC. You build your base here. mm-hmm. you become the person that you think you want to be here, you know, or at least like plant those roots. I know
and
a lot of people
test it out.
You test it out. Like I know yeah. a lot of people, they started out, you know, doing the hill thing and they're like, actually yeah. this is hurting my feelings.
Yes.
So I have to,
my soul
you know,
is drained.
I gotta fucking flip the script here or myself. Like I'm coming here. I'm a, you know, star tender.
Yes.
I'm not a star tender.
You're kind of a star tender.
I'm a pretend. I hate it. I really do.
I saw you as a star tender.
It was fun.
I stole your flower crown gimmick.
It is. That's a thing.
I thought you were so cool.
I am so cool.
Because you are. Yeah.
So that I have this whole like star tender podcaster persona. Mm-hmm. But it's really funny because, you know, you build your base here, but you can always leave.
You can.
You can always leave, but you always keep your base here in Washington, D.C.
Why not?
I don't know. I think it's really, that's really lovely that
I've met the
you're actually testing
people
that. Yeah.
In my entire life here. And I mean, you know, you do have to dig for them because the more, and I say this as a transplant, I can't talk too much shit on recent transplants because I've only been here for 7 years. But
that's a little bit more than you've invested.
People are coming in now and I can't really relate. Because I came bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Like, I don't have money to go get a big apartment or anything. I'm like, I just want to be in a city. I just want to go and, like, meet people. Because I was in Chesterfield County where, what did we do for fun? We hung out in the Walmart parking lot, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't hang out with anybody because I was the only black kid at my school. I cannot stress this enough. Country and being brown is very fun.
Cannot relate. can sympathize, but not empathize. I don't pretend to understand things I don't.
You know what? That's good for you.
I mean,
it took
a lot of people do, and it gets them in
a lot of trouble. Authenticity is a very beautiful thing.
I really chuckle every time I say anything disparaging on social media about white people. I open it with, I am a white person myself, because mm-hmm. nothing drives me crazier than this whole like, oh, I hate white people, when you are a white person.
It's performative.
Because I know you have white friends.
Yeah.
I know you, and I know probably most of your friends are white, unless you grew up in, you know, like the only white kid in your school. So.
That's very rare.
Think about how you talk about these things. Not you, me. Me. I have to think about how I talk about these things.
Well, I mean,
we're getting
right.
very deep very
that
quickly.
That was very deep very quickly. Also, not very quickly at all. So
we usually
do a few things on the show. We read our horoscopes. Please. We've gotten acquainted. Let's reel it back in because we could keep going.
No.
We only have 45 minutes and that's fine. So
it goes fast.
We read our horoscopes. Then we talk about advice. There's an advice column that we like to go through.
Please.
Because actually is the name of this. Because that's what advice should be. And then we check in on Florida Man because there's so much happening with Florida Man. And oh my God, do I have a Florida Man for today?
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Well,
so
hit me with the horoscopes first.
We're going to do that. We're going to take a little break.
Okay.
We're going to find our horoscopes.
Oh, good.
And then we'll
is there
we'll
an app I have to download?
Yes, probably.
Jesus.
All right. All right. We'll be right back. Welcome back to GTFO Radio. My name is still Allison Lane, and it's still whatever day it is that we started doing
still
this.
Lolo.
You are still Lolo.
Yes.
This Nothing's is great.
Changed. Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
Mm-mm.
You would think it would have. So it's time for us to read our horoscopes. because they're really important. What's happening to us astrologically is affecting us very seriously.
Every day.
Every single day. And we need to be mindful of it.
All right, let me pull one up from... I have to look for like a horoscope website that looks like very influencer-y.
Nah, I got one. We're good. Let me drive this train. We got okay, this. I got right. this.
I'm just take follow a back seat,
me.
Then.
Just follow me.
I'm very new to this.
Just follow me. So she's a Scorpio, as you can't tell by that reaction.
Oh.
Scorpios.
I've only recently learned what it means to be a Scorpio.
A nightmare.
Well, I'm apparently, and these things are all true. I'm horny. I mean, I dish it, but I can't take it. I cry very easily. I'm just upset for no reason very often.
Y'all are real sensitive, but you act like you're not.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, now that I'm properly medicated, as of 2 days ago.
That has nothing to do with astrology. It is, honestly, you should go back to your therapist and be like, listen, I'm a Scorpio. You have clearly fucked all of this
you
up.
You should just put me down.
I am a Scorpio. So before the break, I asked Lolo to download CoStar. I don't know if you guys are familiar with CoStar, but CoStar be reading you for filth every fucking day. Also, CoStar is like on everybody's Twitter feed and then in their life. Alexi, are you
the big one?
Are you ready with your CoStar for today?
Yeah, let me get it.
Let me get I need to re-download it.
Yeah.
I just realized.
So CoStar gives you these real, in-depth, accurate. Here's where you're gonna suck today. Here's where you don't suck. You're gonna have. It's really harmful to your feelings, but also accurate.
Everything is harmful to my feelings. I'm a Scorpio.
Mine today. I'm an Aries.
Ooh.
I'm an Aries.
Oh, you're scarier than I am.
I am. But I don't care about it, and
okay.
I'm not going to cry.
Cool.
That's the thing. That's the difference.
Trust me, I know that. I've gone out with you enough. You're like...
I'm not going to cry, and I'm going to call you on your shit, and then we're going to be fine immediately afterwards, even though you were afraid.
Do you know that text meme that's going around Twitter where it's like the big giant bunny and then the little tiny one next to it?
Uh-huh.
It's like you and me.
Oh man.
In public, yeah.
I have definitely scared Lolo more than once in public.
No, I feel safer with you than I do with anybody else. I'm like, oh, I'm with the bitch who's gonna advocate for herself. That's
thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad that you recognize that's what's happening.
It's a treat.
Instead of just fighting strangers. All right. So today my chart says I'm gonna have power at work.
Same.
Okay.
So this is good. I feel like this is a good start. We're going. We have a good rapport here. Everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. Nobody's crying on the show.
Yep.
This is good. Pressure in my social life,
okay.
Sex and love, and self. So I'm going to go to the gym after this. And trouble and thinking and creativity and spirituality, which we are in a former church. I don't know how to interpret that. I guess I could go further. I absolutely could because... CoStar be giving you the juice
mm-hmm.
and tells you all the things.
It really do.
Yeah. I'm feeling uninspired. I have wavering faith. It's complicated. I don't even know who it's complicated with. Who am I crushing on? Oh my God.
It knows you better.
How does CoStar even know that I have a crush right now?
CoStar's, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of fucking up with me right now.
Yeah.
It's fucking with everybody.
Mine for work stress says you typically work towards your goals with an intense and direct spirit. During this period, however, you may feel particularly impulsive, making it an important time to be aware of fear related to your pleasure and capacity for joy.
Oh.
There's good friction and bad friction. Liking someone doesn't mean that they're healthy for you.
Oh my God. For filth.
I need to go.
Is that your pressure?
That's under, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's sorry. It's trouble. I have troubles.
You're having troubles.
Yeah.
My trouble is dramatic.
Do you have troubles too?
Mine's in social life.
Oh my God.
You're going to love this after what you just said to me. Today and tomorrow, your fundamental drive is changing. It may help you to strengthen monumental force. You can have an impact on the world without becoming a tyrant.
Oh my God.
There's a fine line between respect and fear. The distinction matters. What kind of Game of Thrones shit is that?
That's some shit.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Wow.
This is the only time.
What am I in charge of? I guess I did film a video last night at a wrestling training where I almost beat the shit out of a kid with a cricket bat. So.
See, that was... Listen, since we're sharing our troubles on the internet, which
yes.
we rarely do because we all know the internet is for sharing our highlights and our positivity and not our troubles.
My Twitter's for public breakdowns.
Oh?
I'll share my wavering faith whatever that means.
Yes.
Jeez, I'm scared. Trouble. Your Neptune is in Capricorn. Mine always starts with some fuck shit that nobody knows what it means. Which means that you escape the material world through inviting chaos into your life. Hello, Lolo. We all need to escape sometimes. This may not be the moment for you, however, as you have trouble constructing the boundary between self and others right now, bitch, please. Okay, hold on to the truth.
I think of all people, you're very good at establishing boundaries, though. I'm not buying that.
Hold on, there's more.
I don't know. Okay.
Hold on to the truth. Things held together by lies come apart easily. I just threw my expensive phone.
I'm going to throw my $7 kombucha.
What?
Absolutely filthy.
Well, what the fuck am I lying about?
I don't know.
Except for my hair sometimes. I do be telling people it's real. But, like, I don't know.
I'm over here.
I'm just like, yeah. That's about it. What other? I don't have any other lies or secrets. Oh.
Your silence.
What else am I uninspired?
Your silence is
deafening. I'm trying to think of, like, who was I lying to? I tell people the wrong name all the time, but that's not really lying to them. That's just telling them I don't want to talk to them.
That's real.
So, yeah. That is intense, y'all. Download CoStar. It'll have you in your feelings. It'll have you having feelings. I read something very briefly a couple weeks ago about how politically uncertain times, mm-hmm. people tend to go towards astrology. It just becomes more in vogue. I think that's really interesting.
So.
Well, because we don't know what else is going on. We're not really a faithful or... what is the word for people who like religion or who are into it? Religious. That's the word. Yes. People that like religion are called religious people.
Yes. Precisely. Actually, you're completely right.
Look at words.
Words with friends.
Yeah, people don't really... Our generation is not really religious, but we tend to gravitate towards astrology.
I saw a whole talk the other night. We do an event at DC9 every month called Nerd Night, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's like drunk TED Talks, essentially.
Sexy.
There was an expert in personality tests who really took us through all sorts of... I mean, it's very corporate.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I feel like I trust... what's it called? INFP, ASMR, Myers-Briggs.
The Myers-Briggs, that one is. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I trust that as much as I trust astrology.
The Myers-Briggs test is remarkably capitalist. Like,
yeah.
It's so funny. It's like...
It's like, congratulations, here's a test to tell you whether or not you like talking to people a lot.
Here's a job that you want.
Yeah.
Here's what you should be.
You're a groundbreaker. You're a leader.
Do you know what your ENF or your letters are?
I take it like once a year just to see if anything changes. The only thing that ever changes is the I or the E, depending on whether I like people or don't like people that day.
Wow.
So that's it. They talk about personality as this unchanging thing. That's bullshit. Typically, I'm an ENFP, but you know I fluctuate between an extrovert and introvert.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I'm a firm ENFP or J,
mm-hmm.
and okay. Those two don't really differ greatly. Mm-hmm. I'm an innovator or something.
You're a
I'm like the
a
same
shaker?
As Oprah or something.
A maker?
Yeah, Obama
yeah.
is
yeah.
an ENFJ. I know yeah. that because I'm an ENFJ.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all these ENFs over here.
There you go. The ear, feelers. Nose, face, ear, nose, throat, doctor.
Yes.
Ear, nose, throat.
That's ENT. Exactly what that stands for.
I want to give people some advice because...
yeah, let's look into
an
advice.
I'm super not qualified, but...
Oh, man, we are really... So let's... well, actually. So I'm going to find some advice
mm-hmm.
that has been sent to GTFO Radio.
Oh, like directly?
Directly.
Beautiful.
Yeah, via the internet.
Okay.
Oh, man. I did not prepare for this, I'm going to be honest.
No, you didn't.
Because I was too busy talking. And I keep trying to find, there's this advice column that apparently Andrew W.K. did, and I was really curious to see what advice Andrew W.K. was giving besides.
We should just go.
Like, how to party and, like, what to do.
We should just look at a year's worth of Gear Prudence and give really, really bad advice and piss off Bike Twitter.
Dear Prudence?
Yes, Gear.
Who's that?
That's City Paper. They talk about bikes and how cars are terrifying.
Oh, girl, no. And I feel bad, because didn't that guy die?
No. No, somebody else did. Gear Prudence is the writer. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, no.
We're going to get
so now I feel bad, because like, I really feel like that person's dead.
No, he still tweets. Daily.
Well, I need us like a little break. Just a smidge. Like 2 seconds.
To get some advice.
To get
up?
Some advice.
All right.
Because I can't read and talk. I'm really bad at this. We'll be right back. Yeah. 1 second. I told you it was going to be quick. It was real quick. Welcome back to GTFO Radio. My name is Allison Lane, and in studio I have with me
Lolo.
Lolo. Welcome to GTFO. So we're going to get into some advice. Well, actually. Mm-hmm. So we have a few advice, you know, to choose from. Men always disappoint me.
Okay.
Do you want to dive into that one?
I mean, or that sounds like a pretty easy one, actually.
How to ask for more vacation time.
Oh, we're in the service industry. We don't do that.
We just quit. That's how you ask for more vacation time. The case for having tight wad friends. I actually find that one very interesting.
Okay, jump in there. The case for having tight wad friends?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I regret my college social life. That one's interesting.
I mean, so did I, so I dropped out.
And tell me about yourself in a job interview. I have an excellent lifestyle, but what if I lose it? I think we're going back to the other one. What was the one?
What the case for having tight wad friends.
I'm very curious. I don't have any cheap friends, but I'm very curious to see what anybody would have to say about that. Okay. So, do you ever compare yourself to someone more savvy, self-disciplined, and generally on top of their money than you? Even though you know it'll make you feel like you're a wasteful idiot. So basically, this person is going to is asking about their friends,
okay,
who are better with money,
okay,
or perceivably,
okay,
better with money than you are.
Oh, I think I might actually have good advice for this person.
So, what do you think? They're calling it upward social comparison.
That's
I don't even like this wording.
It's like a clinical term for just like your friends make more money than you do.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. How do you feel about friends that go out to eat and they want to split the bill by items?
Oh, we don't do that. Absolutely the fuck not. No, you split down the middle. Unless if there's something insane that happens where it's like, oh, you know, this person ordered like 3 bottles of wine and 6 appetizers and I ordered, I don't know.
Then they're paying for it. I get that.
Yeah, it's totally different. But you know, if you and I are going out to eat and we're eating pretty equitable amounts of things, just split it down the middle.
Do you talk to your friends about money?
Yeah.
Because this is talking about friends, like talk to your friends about income and money and how you save and spend money.
I think that, you know, being in the service industry, I talk about money with a lot of people because you're constantly, you know, I was very busy tonight. You can kind of deduce where somebody is monetarily based on how busy or exhausted they've been. So, you know, we kind of wear it on our sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess I was weird about it at some point, but I have no memory of ever being weird about it. But I have friends who make substantially more money than I do. And when we go out and they want to pay for things, I say thank you.
I see. I'm fine. Unless they are like literally business owners with like family money,
mm-hmm,
I don't really know anybody who's making a ton more money than I am.
Okay.
I think then that's because like we are in the industry that we're in, mm-hmm, we are in the hospitality industry. A lot of people who aren't in our industry just assume that we don't make any money.
Yes.
Which is really funny to me because I'm like, oh God, I am That's not true.
It's a real job.
It's just simply not true. It's a real fucking
job.
It's
a real job. And I, you know, it's not like I have a massive group of people in my life like this, but I do have people in my life who make more money than I do, and I'll go out with them, and I'm very, very appreciative if they know that their situation is different than mine. I'm not going to say no to them.
Do you have any cheap friends?
Buying the drinks. Do I have any cheap friends? See, I'm really
people
nosy.
That ask you money, like ask you like how much is it going to cost before they go out.
People no, I don't. That... hang out with, I don't hang out with people like that because I think that's an entire fucking personality defect. Like if you're doing that kind of thing, like unless the difference is like, let's look at the prices of this restaurant because it just opened and you don't want to go somewhere with like $30 plates. That's a little different. Okay. But like, you know, I'm bartending the other night and these two girls are ordering at the bar and they're asking for the price of every single kind of liquor. And I just...
Can you give me something that's good and cheap?
No. Yeah. I mean, by my standards, yeah. But, you know, I understand being a broke college kid, not in D.C. necessarily. If you're going out, then you're fine.
But broke college kid, that's
as far
also...
as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, no, I don't know. No, and if I have a day where if I ever felt the need to be like, let's check the prices of somewhere, is this gonna be expensive? Then I'm gonna be very straight up with people and say, hey, can't really go out, let's drink beers on the porch tonight.
So here's something funny that I just thought of as I was thinking about cheap people.
Yes.
In my life. So I used to have a roommate. I used to live in a group house in Shaw. In Washington, D.C., right in Logan Circle.
Yes.
And my roommate, this is like right after I moved to D.C., and my roommate at the time was a complete lunatic. At one point, she decided she was going to save everybody money and rip the roof boards off of our house and throw them in the front yard before I had a dinner party and set them on fire because it was more economical that way in her mind to do the roof herself in November. Whatever. It's this type of person. She's a very cheap person.
That's not cheap. That's crazy.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Correct. So one
and
time...
I can say that because I'm crazy.
So she and I went to Union Market for the first time. This is right after it opened. Reopened, I think.
Good luck
about
saving money, but,
eight
you
years
know,
ago.
Bless her heart.
8 years ago. So we walk in, and I'm super excited to be there. I'm like, yes, I'm going to try all this new food. I've been reading about this. Mm-hmm. This is great.
Well,
this
you know what you were getting yourself into.
This is Tuesday. Girl, I'm ready for it. Yeah. I saved my little coin dollars
exactly.
for it. Whatever. So we walk in. This woman is a crazy person, mind you. It is February, I think. She's wearing a spaghetti strap top and rain boots. It is not raining. And she...
Okay, all right.
Just think about that outfit and think about this happening. So we're yes. walking around, and I'm like, oh, my God, empanadas, do you want to try them? No, oh, my God. And she's like, oh, my God, I can't touch this. I can't. And I'm like, bitch, you can't what? And she's like, bitch, you can't what? She didn't want to get, like, a tea. She ain't want no empanadas. She ain't want no barbecue. I'm like, what is this? So she's walking around with her arms spread, and she's just screaming, I can't. Inside of Union Market.
Me neither, girl.
And I was like, well, okay, well, I got to disassociate myself from this person. And then she runs out of Union Market and she runs back to our house. And then she sends me a text that says, I'm sorry, the price points are too high and I can't be here. Listen, now, that is the cheapest person I've ever met in my life.
I am a panicky ass bitch. Sometimes I have taken off running out of spaces before, but... I like to be very upfront about that kind of thing. You know, oh yeah, I had a panic attack. Great explanation. Things were too expensive.
That was, no, her exact words, and I wish I could, if I had the time to look for the text, it said, the price points are too high.
The price points.
Price points are too high. She was one of those people. The price points are too high. I'm going to have to, I ran home. She ran home. It was a mile and a half.
Yeah.
In rain boots and a spaghetti strap.
No. Yeah, no, that's a problem.
That is a very special kind of cheap.
Yes. Yeah, no, there's something deep-seated there that you were not going to be able to fix for her.
No, she's crazy.
Yeah, no, that she's
that could
she's
be like a
herself.
Whole other segment
she has
of this
help
show.
Herself. Yes.
Well, we're winding down towards the end of the show.
These go so fast.
They really do. Chatting is very chatty.
Yes.
I don't have that.
That was good.
Whatever.
That was fine.
I'm really good at this. So let's end on a high note. Florida man.
All right, give me one.
I love Florida man.
What do you do today?
So I saw the most Florida thing I could possibly see on the internet. Not the most Florida thing I could possibly see, but it was pretty fucking Florida. So you know those, the internet is really into those like gender reveal parties. Yeah. How do we?
I wish we could do a whole.
We don't have time for it, but that reaction is pretty indicative that you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, gender reveal parties are when expecting couples.
Yes.
They get together and bring all their friends, and their friends bring all their cameras, and they find a really clever way
to get attention on the internet
to sprout out pink or blue shit everywhere, and let everybody know they're having a baby.
Like find like a panther or something, and the panther had to, I don't know.
That sounds like a Florida Man thing. You're giving Florida Man ideas.
See, I want to go to WrestleMania in Tampa next year, so I'm being very careful about insulting Florida too much. But
now they can take it.
That's true. They can. If not, tough cookies. If I have not, a soft spot for Florida.
If not, there's pain clinics everywhere and lots of pills to get them through it.
There you go.
So,
I have a real soft spot for Florida. So hit me with what Florida Man did
so
today.
So Florida Man, this gender reveal party,
it was lovely.
They had an alligator.
How did I fucking know?
They had a huge alligator.
Did you see I said panther? Because I thought that alligator was low-hanging fruit.
So they said an alligator. And there's a pregnant woman standing next to her really stupid, I'm assuming, sperm donor. So sperm donor. He has a long stick, not long enough to be next to an alligator this large. With a what looks like a trash bag at the end of it,
okay.
And he's just dangling this, which I'm assuming has like chicken or something in it for this alligator.
No, holy
he's just
shit.
Dangling it in front of an alligator, just teasing this gator. It's a huge alligator, no shorter than 8 feet, no okay. shorter. It's
yeah.
huge.
Yeah, standard alligator.
Like what the actual fuck?
Okay.
The man backs up on a tree. The alligator follows him, and then all of a sudden, guess what happens? Pink smoke goes everywhere. They're having a girl. Congratulations, Florida Man couple. You're having a girl.
That baby's going to get eaten by an alligator.
I mean...
Do you remember that little kid got eaten by an alligator at Disney World?
No. I mean, yeah, that was years ago. That happened.
Just as far as I know, you can't even go near a puddle in Florida without there being an alligator somewhere, so you just don't go near the water.
It's a thing.
Think about it.
That's a lot. Well, that's a lot to think about. I hope that we put a lot on your plate for today. Thank you so much, Lola.
So thank you for having me.
And then, you know, congratulations on your journeys and safe travels. And I'm so proud of you. I really am. I'm super inspired by what you are about to do and what you're about to embark on. DC is not going to miss you because you're going to be here all the
fucking
time.
I'll be up your asses all the time.
You'll be here all the time with Primetime Pro Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
When is your next
Our next show is going to be July 28th. Doors at 3 p.m. We'll have all foreseeable shows in the future at DC Brow Brewery over on Bladensburg Road. And if you want to get tickets for that, you can find our social medias at Primetime PW on Twitter, if you want to follow us on socials. And then Brown Paper Bag Tickets is our ticket vendor. So if you type in Washington Monumental, which is the name of our show, at Brown Paper Bag Tickets, you can still get yourself some standing room only tickets.
Dope.
All of our seats sold out, so you'll be standing, but that's okay. There's good beer.
It's a lot of fun.
Good people.
A lot of beer.
Weird shit.
A lot of weird shit.
Keep it weird.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming, and thank you so much for listening. This has been GTFO Radio. My name is Allison Lane. You can listen here at fullserviceradio.org. Yeah, that's the one.
I never know websites, just Google it.
At 11 a.m. on Thursdays, every Thursday.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Bye.